Well, we'll get to the rugby league in a second, but as an ambassador for the supercars, Corey was at the track, I'm pretty sure, over the weekend. G'day, Corey.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, how was it, mate? You're at Ipswich?
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was the weather was superb, and I went out there yesterday, obviously, for the longer race.
Yeah.
I took the kids out, and it was a great day out. So, it was certainly a race to be at, particularly with the kids and the weather.
Yeah, mate, it's a great spectacle. And, I mean, there's different winners every race now, so it's so competitive. I didn't realise you became quite good mates with Chaz Mostert when he got injured.
Yeah, Chaz is sort of from around the area that I grew up in. Obviously, he's a lot younger than me, but, when he had that accident last year, I sort of just reached out, and as we do in all sort of sports, we go through ups and downs, and he was certainly in that area. And,
yeah.
I sort of kept in real close contact with Chaz since then, and
stuff.
You know, it's been a good little relationship, and he's obviously an up and coming superstar in what he does. So, and we saw that again yesterday with his third place. So, I'm just a big fan of the sport, genuine fan, and love what they do.
Good yeah, stuff. I did too.
Well, pardon the pun, but the old wheels were spinning for the Broncos. Wasn't too much traction for your boys, mate. In the loss to Penrith, who have... Mate, I've got to say, we've been chatting about them. They've threatened to play well for quite some time, the Panthers, and it sort of came together against you blokes.
Yeah, it did. I mean, take nothing away from the type of football, the style of football they play. It's a real free-flowing, brand. And, one thing was for sure is Anthony Griffin would have had their team prime for a game at Suncorp, and they played that way. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, and young Nathan Cleary had a good game.
Yeah, he's got a real steady game about him, doesn't he? He's got he's solid in defence, and he's got a really good kicking game, which steadies their ship at times because, as we know, they can play that flamboyant style, but he's got a real sort of calming effect on him. So he's going to be around for a long time.
How did Wayne take the loss to a former Bronco coach?
Oh, it doesn't matter who was the coach, to be honest. It was, it was disappointing for the loss for us. We're trying to do a few things here, and, we failed to do so. So we'll reassess today and move forward. It's a short turnaround for us. We've got the Roosters on Thursday night, so... we've got to reassess, pick up and go again.
Well, you do, mate, and you have to pick it up quickly, don't you? This time of the year, there's been inconsistency for the last month and a half.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There's no shying away from that. It's the origin period's all out of the way now, and there's sort of, as you said, I think there's six games left before the playoffs, but we'll take each week as it comes, the old cliche, but that's as far as ahead we can look at the moment. We can't be looking any further down the line, otherwise... we got no control over what happens in 6 weeks. The only thing we control is how we prepare and what we do this week.
Corey, you've been around a long time. You get a feel of a footy club. If there's something, is there a bad feeling at the club? Have you got the motivation needed? Is the morale okay? What can you put your finger on anything at the moment?
Yeah, well, if you hadn't seen a result, you were just coming into the football club and watch training and the way the boys and the way everyone sort of connected here, you'd suggest that we have been winning, but I just can't put my finger on thus far why that's not the case. I mean, we're preparing really hard, we're doing everything we can, but it's just not quite clicking at on game day. So, for us, we've got to go back to training and prepare the same way and prepare hard and go down to Sydney and give it a good shot.
Corey, can I ask about Robbie Farah, mate? Obviously, it's of no interest to you guys what goes on at the Tigers, but it's the most bizarre situation where you've got a guy who'll be going into his final year of a contract there on, what, $900,000, and he's in reserve grade, and it doesn't look like that's going to change anytime soon. TK and I think are both of the belief they've got to try and cut him free now.
Pay him.
Pay him out, of course, yeah, but it's bizarre, isn't it?
It is bizarre. I mean, it looks exactly like it's going to go down that path, what you're talking about. I suppose there's two options there. Robbie's legally sort of bound with a contract, so he doesn't have to leave. No. If he wants to just play reserve grade, well, that's his prerogative. But there's certainly, a fallout between coach and player there. And that's sort of been made public by some of the comments that we've seen. But again, I mean, you know, I'm not in the inner sanctum there, but that's certainly how it looks.
Mate, did you wrestle with that sort of thing? I mean, you've announced your retirement and you're playing really, really good footy, not just because you're on the program, but you are playing good footy. And Wayne's always been pretty famous for getting rid of a bloke 1 year too early than 1 year too late. Did you that thought process go through your head?
Yeah, it does. I mean, when you are coming up to make your announcement or retirement, particularly for me, you take all those things into consideration. And I'm the sort of player that or person that likes to make decisions based on me. And I was able to do that. I was able to do things on my terms, which is how I did, and was very happy on how it all come across. But you do take those into consideration.
And mate, just finally, the Sharks—they just keep winning.
Oh. They do. They do. They're travelling nicely. They, winning becomes a habit, and certainly for a habit for them at the moment. They're just finding ways to win and win well. And they certainly, when you watch them play, they've got that real excitement and belief amongst the team. So. They'll be one to watch in the next few weeks.
Mate, the Raiders, have is everyone underestimating them? Have they gotten under the rate? They're in fourth position, right?
Yeah.
A win over the Warriors, and, I mean, attacking-wise, they play really good footy. Are they a sneaky chance?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, they were the second-best attacking team in the comp. The one thing that let them down was the defensive, and they certainly picked up that side of things, which suggests while they're in fourth. So they're up there with a great shot. I mean, they play a really good brand of footy as well. Real fast off the back of their big guys, and their outside backs have really stood up this year. Leilua and the what's the winger's name that follows him around everywhere?
Croker had the hat trick. I mean, he's been a superstar for him this year.
Yeah, well he himself is just like, I think he's leading the comp with
points.
Points, and he just seems to find tries at will.
Yeah.
Their outside backs have certainly done a great job for them off the back of what their forwards lay. So they are under the radar in the sense that they're in fourth, but any team who comes up against the Raiders certainly knows what they can do.
And mate, just wanted all things Queensland, I guess the Titans, I've got to stick my hand up. I thought they'd be cellar dwellers with all the dramas, but they've been phenomenal, knocking over the Eels 34-14. But 15,500 people there, Corey, I think that's significant that, people like winners.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, that just goes to show that the support that they've generated from round one to where they are now. They're playing a really, really honest brand of football. Mm. They turn up, they work hard for each other, and they get the job done, and they've done that more times than not this year. And their fans are appreciating it by turning out.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen, you've got that short turnaround against the Roosters, and they're not to be underestimated.
No, they're threatening.
But they can't find a win.
Well, they are threatening. I'm in agreement with you there. You don't go 3 years in a row minor premiership without being threatening. So it'd be a tough one.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.